Joy Tactics.
Jack, first off, where are you right now?
Oh, I'm in my new office.
Oh, okay. This is a, is it a WeWork space where like people
can come? There's a couple guys in the back who are doing their thing. But it's just a great price. Fucking,
a WeWork limo.
Yeah, everybody's in here working hard.
Everyone's podcasting too, and it's like at the same time.
In a Ford, Escape, right next to the Barclays Center.
Oh my God, that sounds good. I wish I was doing that. Psych, I am. If you can't, if you're not watching, my name is Jack Bensinger, and I'm podcasting inside of a Ford Escape 2019.
You sound like you're about to do a Jackass stunt.
That's a good car, by the way. I like that car.
It feels good. Feels right.
You know what car? The only car I like more that's in your family's possession is that blue Ford Focus that you guys got. And then, Nate, you remember this one? The back bumper has fallen off, so it looks like a rally car.
Honestly, I have no memory of this.
It's quite cool. You need to work on your memory. There's so many memories I want to relive with you.
I was just talking about this with Eric when we got some Starbucks. Do you still have yours? Let's reveal our Starbucks order. Venti.
Yes, I do. Iced coffee with a little bit of 2% milk.
Whole milk.
I said a little bit of milk, but that's looking pretty milky.
I saw on Twitter there was a walkout today.
And told them to make it a little more extra milky for my homie over there.
There's a walkout. Human milk in it?
There's a Starbucks walkout today? Oh, brother.
I just saw that because of the some dress code.
Oh, right, the dress code.
I don't know what it is.
I think they look professional. But I'm not a scab.
Well,
if anyone wants to be dressing different.
I don't know. I'm not ideological or whatever. What are you talking about?
No, we were just talking in the Starbucks about Eric has an obsession with, and Connor O'Malley does too, I feel like, with like mid-level cars. Like you guys love like Toyota Highlanders and like these like just, what do you call them? Like mid-range kind of domestic and international vehicles, I guess you would call them. But you're like obsessed with like like not like shitty cars. They're not nice. They're not even close to luxury.
And, mid-size SUVs. Reliable, moderately
mid-sized, medium.
This is a common trend though with guys who like cars in general, I think. Is like getting an attainable car that is sort of mass-made that you can have fun with. You know what I mean? Cuz the minute that you're driving around in a BMW or a Audi or something, you know, something and then if you go to a level above that to the really nice stuff, I find it pathetic. And I find that obsession with worldly things beneath me, bro.
Watch it, bro.
Nate, are you building? You're building one out of.
I'm gonna be the person who's living in the shittiest apartment of all time, and all of my net worth, all of my check is going into the payments I can barely afford for a fucking brand new 2026. yeah.
I like the Mark Zuckerberg swag where like once you get rich, you finally start dressing like shit. Once I fucking sell my TV show and all my movies and start really collecting paychecks, that's when you're going to see me on the fucking median on MLK Highway off ramp in Baltimore, shaking my booty and holding up the sign asking for help. You guys,
well, at that point you'll need spiritual help because you will have sold your soul to the Hollywood devil. So I see what you're saying.
No, but I'm getting more related. You have to balance it out. It's like all these rich people who are like, you know what, I just got $2 million in the bank, I'm gonna buy a RAV for 2009. Mm-hmm. You know what, I just was on the front page of the Met Gala, I'm gonna get a job at Zoomies. And I'm going to start smoking Black and Milds with some 16-year-olds.
That's pathetic. If you're rich, flaunt it. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop trying. These billionaires who are trying to hide it by having, like, a fucking Subaru or something like that. Like, we know you're rich. Like, you're not fooling anybody by, like, being humble and getting, like, a a car that's below your means, like pop off, get a fucking, get the Rari, dude.
Pop off a little bit, dude, please.
Get a fucking, get something done to your teeth.
Right.
Just thinking outside of cars.
Get a whip. Wait, we've talked about Paul. I told you guys about Palmer Luckey on this, right?
Who's that?
Yeah. I talked to you guys about this, right? Palmer Luckey.
Is this a These Nuts setup?
No, this is the guy who founded Oracle. Or not Oracle. Oculus when he was 18.
Oh, here comes the street cleaner.
Da, 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 da. Is this why you're in the car? To avoid the street cleaning fee?
Yeah, we're all out here double parked doing podcasts all up and down the block.
There probably is one more person on that street doing a podcast in the car. There has to be.
Jack, you will get about 50 tickets.
Everybody's going. I think. Everybody's parking. Everybody's moving. Let's go. Roll out. Come on. Everybody,
you have to go now. You have to go now.
Pull in. Go,
you
go,
have no
go.
Time to waste.
Go, go, go. Everybody's doing it. This is fucking crazy, man.
It's warfare. It's real warfare.
Fucking go, dude.
Now, as you're parking, I'll tell you about more about Palmer Luckey.
Yo, what is happening?
Right.
Palmer Luckey founded Oculus. then it was acquired by Facebook for hella money. And then in 2016, Facebook fired him for donating to Trump. Right? That's not when they cool. had a problem with Trump. And then now Palmer Luckey is 30. He's like 1 month younger than me. And he's founded his own AI defense company. So like they Palantir. Do like, they make like AI drones and like crazy missiles. And this guy looks like he's out of Cowboy Bebop. Just put it that way. He dressed. He's like doing TED Talks.
I might have been outside of that guy's house. Possibly. If he lives in Venice Beach, I might
he
have
does,
been.
He does.
Does
Is
he
it
really?
A White House? Oh. Yeah.
It was a really nice house across the street from this guy we knew when my friend lived down there. And they were like, he was like, oh, this guy like founded Oculus, or he was a part of like the founder. It might be this dude, but he had like, it was all under construction. And they had, he said that he shipped like doors from Spain, like ancient, like,
yeah, I think that's doors
had to have been.
He wow. has bought, I just watched an interview with him. This guy seems, by the way, like a monster, but he bought this old like Navy cruiser, not a cruise. It's like a small naval ship, but it works like a jet ski, you know, where it's got the jets on the bottom kicking out instead of a propeller, and it goes hella fast. And he's mounted these like fake 50 cals on the side, giant American flag on the top. He's wearing rainbow sandals, cargo shorts. He's like killing people across the world with his technology. Are you kidding me? This guy exists? You know what I mean? Isn't that crazy?
These are like the
He plays D&D. He has a D&D table at his house. That's bro.
I miss
that
evil
intersection
people,
is so pathetic.
Evil people should be I don't know. I kind of miss when evil people dressed like cool. Like there was like kind of like a swag to evil people in
like
a way
who?
Where they I don't know. I think I'm like of cartoonish like villains, like wearing a trench coat or something like that. Like if you're going to be evil, like wear a black leather trench coat, wear sunglasses, be kind of like a graphic novel type evil person. Like I'm sick of these evil people parading as normal dorks, the Silicon Valley tech billionaires. Like go full evil with it, you know. I should be like a fucking stylist for
the
evil kind
of factions of the world.
Just lean in. Like I think what I'm trying to say is lean into it. Like don't
how about when evil. Kanye West said, I'm evil.
I have that fucking, I listened to that Cousins song like one time and it's fucking like, I woke up in my head and that song was playing like, gave my cousin head. Like that was the first thought I had was, I gave my cousin head. Jesus Christ.
You know what song is stuck in my head? We must have the most busted song stuck in our head right now but by the way, this isn't a busted song I'm about to sing. It's beautiful. You're the milk to my Chardonnay.
What is
the lion to my lioness? You don't remember this? This is what Abby sings David on Love on the Spectrum. Oh,
yep.
I'm on the drop side. You're in the lazy river.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.